got an email on Friday. Someone asked me that their wife was shopping with their young child in a clothing store, and as she was reaching over a rack of clothing, she was holding the child in one hand, and all of a sudden, without much warning, the child vomited all over the entire rack of clothing. And the owner of the store says, read the sign, you vomit, you buy it, it didn't actually say that on the sign, but it said, you got to pay for all this clothing, I can't wash it and sell it. And she said, I didn't like tell my baby to vomit all over the clothing. And she was not interested in buying it, so the person wanted to know what is the halacha in this case. So it seems that the halacha is pretty straightforward in general. This is it's not only about a child vomiting on something. What if you have kids playing ball in the yard and the kid hits the ball and breaks the neighbor's window? So who's obligated to pay, if anybody? Does the child have to pay? Do the parents have to pay? Does nobody have to pay? How do we treat nezek that's done by a child? So it seems like a pretty open and shut case la halacha, because there is a Mishnah, Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is pretty explicit that if you're going to get into a monetary issue with somebody, it best not be a child, because when you damage a child, you have to pay, but when a child damages you, he doesn't have to pay, and his parents don't have to pay either. Pigiyasan ra'a. It's not a good, it's not going to be a good interaction when there's an interaction of damage relating to a child. In fact, the Trumas HaDeshen, and Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Beis, says that nevertheless, it's a Simen Ra for the child if terrible things keep happening around him and he keeps on destroying things. And therefore, he says, if a child is a destructive child and things happen all the time where he's destroying other people's things, then he should seek Kapara when he gets older. He should look for Kapara when he gets a little bit older. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen recommends. But Meikra Adin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Mishnah says, Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Tesiv Gimel and Choshe Mishpat, about a child stealing something, and the post can extend this not just to stealing but for any sort of damage as well, anything that happens when he's a child that he's not obligated to pay for it. However, Shulchan Aruch also paskins that let's say a child stole something, and then he becomes a gadol, then he becomes bar mitzvah, and he still has the stolen item. So if he still has the stolen item, then he has to return it, because that's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. It's not hashavas hagzela, because it's not called stealing when he's a child. It's not considered gezel. The nafkamina between hashavas aveda versus hashavas hagzela is that we paskin, the Rama paskins, Reish Samach Zayin, Sivta Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, that when a person is watching an aveda, if a person has an aveda that he's guarding, so the halacha is that he has a din of a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is only chayiv for pshia. He's only going to be chayiv if he's negligent with it. Whereas a person who's a shomer aveda is going to be chayiv no matter what happens. A person who's a shomer is a ganav and has the item that he stole is going to be chayiv no matter what happens. So he has kinyane geneva on it. So if a child that stole something while he's a child and he still has it as an adult, he's considered a shomer aveda, and therefore if he's negligent with it and it gets ruined after he becomes an adult, he would have to pay it back. But that's only midin shomer aveda. That's not a din of returning that which a person stole, because stealing a damage done by a child, no one has to pay. In fact, the poskim point out, I think they quote from the Chavetz Chaim, I think the Sma might even say it on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that this is a perfect example of how Das Balabatim and Das Torah are very often different. That what a person would think intuitively is really very different than what the Torah says the halacha is. They give the example, if your animal walked into your dog got away from you and walked into a store and destroyed something and broke something. So one would assume, if the intuitive thought would be that it's not your fault. The dog is out of control, obviously got away and did damage. That's not considered your fault, and you should be potter. But if your child, you have your child in the store, and the child does something, you would have thought intuitively, of course you're responsible for your own kid. But the halacha is exactly the opposite. The halacha is that when mamono amazik, when your animal does damage, you're chayiv, one of the arba avos nezikin that we start Maseches Baba Kama with is Hashor, that one is Chayiv for when one's animal does damage. But when a child does damage, that's the Beferish Mishnah that you're going to be that you're going to be Pater when a child does damage. Now, the Ramah, however, even though he's Pater, the Ramah in Simen Shin Mem Gimel in Hilcha Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about how a person has to train his child to observe Shabbos and to not give a child an Isser B'Yadayim, the Ramah writes that V'yesh Omrim. He says the katan shehika es aviv, a child who hits his father, o avar shara veros bekat nusa, or does any other avera when he's a child, af al pishein sarach tshuva kashe yigdal, even though he doesn't need to do tshuva when he gets older because he was only a kid, mikol makom tov lo sheyikabel al atzmo ezedavar letshuva lekapara. It's appropriate and good for him to do something for kapara, even though when he did it, he was not yet a baronshin. And the Mishnah Berurah on the spot, Sivkat and Tess and Simon Shin Mem Gimel writes, Katan sheganavo shehizik roi lebezin lakosu shlo yargilba. Bezin should make sure to punish the child so that he doesn't continue to do this. Aval ein sarach l'shalem imein agneva be'en. V'kol ze midina. He doesn't have to pay if he doesn't still have the item, but that's only min adin. Aval if nim mishuras adin, bein shechaval bo begufo, o shehizik lov mono tzarech l'shalem lo. Lifnim mishuras adin, whether he did physical damage or whether it was mamono amazik, whatever it was, whether he physically damaged someone or he damaged someone else's property, he should pay lifnim mishuras hadin. So that's the halach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that a person should go lifnim mishuras hadin, and this is true even if he damages somewhat indirectly. So certainly a parent has an obligation to try to stop a child from doing these things. That's part of the din of chinuch. If the child does damage, the parent is not obligated to pay, but if nimi shuras adin, the child himself should pay when he gets older. Why is it that, typically speaking, a parent will pay and not the child? So there are two possible reasons for this. One, the poskim point out that in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, Rav Spitz points this out, that when the child gets older, if he's going to have to try to cheshbon all the damage he did as a kid, you know, some kids do a lot of damage, he's going to have a hard time remembering exactly who he damaged and how much it cost, and it's going to be impossible for him to fulfill the lifnim mishuras hadin. He's not going to have the numbers, he's not going to know how to do it, he's not going to know how to track it down. So parents who know that their kid is going to want to be a lifnim mishuras hadin kind of Jew, in order to help him, they'll often pay for it right off the bat, so that they will, so that the child won't have to worry about this when he gets older. Second reason, he says, is that it's derech eretz that parents will have. They're going to want to keep good relationships with other people. Rav Spitz writes that he's been involved in cases where a kid was playing in the yard and he broke a neighbor's window or something, and the parents of the child said, not going to pay, with Mishnah Baba Kama, I'm putter from paying, my kid did the damage, I didn't do the damage, I don't have to pay. And then a couple of years later, this family wanted to build an expansion on their house or something, and they needed they needed the neighbors to approve because of the zoning issues, a variance, right? So they wanted to build this, and the neighbor said, no, sorry, we're not interested in, you didn't go out of your way to go lifnim mishuras hadin for us, we're not going to go lifnim mishuras hadin for you. So it's just about keeping good relationships in general. There may be an exception, though, in terms of a chiv of a parent. Rav Zilberstein in Chashuk Echemen on Baba Kama tries to come up, is there any case where there might be an exception? So he comes up with one case that's a little bit of a funny case, but Rav Spitz in Mishpatei HaTorah and Simen Dalet comes up with another case. The case Rav Zilberstein comes up with is, he says, what if you have a 12-year-old non-Jew damages? Right, he's a 12-year-old non-Jew. So, and he's an intelligent child, he's a clever child, he's a bar das. So he says, this din, that a gadol is defined as bar mitzvah, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, but generally we assume the fact that a gadol is defined as a 13-year-old is only a din for Jewish people, that there's no din of bar mitzvah for non-Jews, that shiurim are only nitan l'Yisrael, and the shiur of Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad being a shiur of a bar das is only nitan l'Yisrael, is not nitan l'umos ha'olam. So how do you define a non-Jew when a non-Jew becomes a bardas? When he seems like he's a bardas, when he seems to get it. So if you have a child who's clever and he's smart and he's intelligent and he gets it and he's 12 years old and he's a non-Jew, so he's responsible already for his actions, he's responsible for his damages, right? Says, what if that non-Jew, that 12-year-old now converts? He now becomes a Jew. So now is he going to be pater? So the Gemara tells us that you can't have something that for Umos HaOlam they'd be chayivin, and then for Yisrael it'd be paterin, because it will make it look like he's going from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. That becoming a Jew, he's actually downgrading his level of Kedusha. So if he was chayiv yesterday as a non-Jew, mainly he has to be chayiv today as a Jew, even though he's not yet a bar mitzvah. So Zilberstein says, there you have it. That's a case how a child could be chayiv for his own damage. Okay, but the more likely case is where Spitz writes in Mishpatei Torah and Siman Daled. He writes as follows. He says, let's say the child takes a kli that belongs to the parent, an item, you know, a hammer, let's say, that belongs to the parent, then he starts swinging it and he breaks things with the parent's hammer, with the parent's kli. So he says it could be that in that case the parent is going to be chayiv to pay. Because there is a sugya in Baba Kama Daf Yutheson Beis that talks about a person who leaves a dli lying around, a bucket lying around, and a tarnagol comes, a chicken comes, or a rooster comes, and kicks that bucket around and does damage with it. So the Gemara says the bala dli has to pay, because the tarnagol has a din of a ruach mitzuya. Meaning, if you know that there are always tarnagolim walking around, and that they'll kick this dli around, you know that it's very likely to do damage. So if you know that you have a little monster of a kid who goes around destroying things, and you can't leave a hammer around where the kid is able to reach it. And if you do, the child would not have a din, not like a sharamazik, but a din of ruach mitzuya, that his whatever he's going to do would have a din of a ruach mitzuya, and for that reason you'd be chayiv. But that's a potential exception. But typically speaking, when a child does damage, the halacha is a yipater lefnim yishur sadin. A child should pay when he gets older. Parents often will want to take care of that lefnim yishur sadin when the child is still young. It should be noted, though, in the case that I mentioned with the store, that this may be different, because vomiting out of nowhere may be considered an ones gamur. And there is a machlokas rishonim that even though adam ul the oldam, and a person is always responsible for any damage that he does, that, and even ba'ones, but it could be ones gamur is different. The Talmud Yerushalmi is quoted by Tosfos Sechs Baba Kama that if a person goes to sleep and he's the coast is clear, everywhere near him is perfectly clear, and then after he's sleeping, someone else comes and puts a fragile kli right next to him, and then he rolls over and breaks the kli, he's going to be pater, because that's ones gomer, completely out of his control. There was nothing he could have done to avoid it. For a child to be expected to control his vomiting, that he's not going to vomit on something, and it's sudden, and he's that could very well be viewed as ones gomer. And if it's the kind of thing that's ones gomer, where even if you were an adult, he would likely be pater because of ones gomer. So then, probably even the lefnim yishuras hadin, there would be no obligation for him to pay when he gets older. So in that particular case, I would think that the parent is completely off the hook.